Welcome to the transformative teaching of Pastor Mavis Theoji, whom God has called in this generation to raise a community of Christ-like believers who are purpose-driven, passionately ablaze for God, and set for global impact. Get ready to encounter wisdom and power as these words will cause a remarkable shift in your life.
Let me do a quick recap so that it is easy for us to pick where we started from. So we started the discussing about the fact that a lot of people have issues about God, the existence of God. We have atheists, those who say that there is no God, or they doubt the existence of God. Not like there's no God, but they don't believe that he does exist. And we explained the fact that God has said that it is only a fool that has said in his heart that there is no God. Are we here together? Then I went up and I started building. Today I will give time for questions and answers. I will ensure that I wrap up on time. Then we take questions. And I will be able to bring answers as the Spirit of God helps. So I started asking, how do we know God? I told you, I said, all people have an inner sense of God. Everybody has an inner sense of God. I also said that we believe the evidence that is found in scriptures. Did I talk about that? And I showed us everything, the things that the Bible has said, a lot of things that the Bible has said about God. Then I also said that nature itself proves it. And I showed us in the book of Romans how that nature itself, the Bible says that even nature itself cannot argue the fact that there is God. I was just reading something today and I saw where scripture, God talking about the fact that the heavens and the earth will wax old like a garment. And I was wondering, I said, wow, this God, that the heavens and the earth will wax old like a garment. Let me see if I can pick that for us. It was such an amazing, you know, glory to God. Yeah, it's somewhere. Can you find it? Are you trying to look for it? I was just studying on my own, just looking at one or two things. I just stumbled on it. It's not part of what I want to discuss. Now, so that the heaven and the earth will wax old like a garment. In the book of Psalms, you can check. You know, but God will remain. But we have seen in the scripture, verse 7, that it will pass away. But the word of God will remain. Is that not? Okay. Close to this, but not exactly this. Not to the boy. Said, look, lift up your eyes to the heavens and look on the earth beneath. It says, for the heavens and the earth will vanish away like smoke. Hello? The universe that they claim to be God will vanish away like smoke. He said, okay, Sam is now buttressing it. He said, they will perish, but you will endure. Yes, they will all grow old like a garment, like a cloak. You will change them. You know, the Bible says, I saw a new heaven and a new earth. So the Bible is saying God will change the heaven and the earth like somebody changing a cloth. Are we here together? Yes. And they will be what? Changed. Right before the very eyes of everybody will see it. Of course, those of us that are here, you know, by the time we transition to heaven, there are a lot of things that will be happening that we'll be aware of. We'll be aware that those things are happening. The Bible says that after we have left here, the earth will melt. Fervent heat will melt the earth and everything that you see here. So it's not possible that nature and universe would have created itself and melt itself. There is a supreme being, is that not? Yes. And he's saying it here from scripture. Glory to God. So I went ahead and I shared all that with us. I went ahead to also talk about last week. Let me just speak from last week. I started talking about the fact that we can never fully understand. 2 weeks ago, we can never fully understand a single thing about God. Now, what that means is this. You can never fully understand the holiness of God or the righteousness of God in his entirety, that I understand the whole of what God's holiness entails, or God's righteousness, or God's love. what it entails. No, nobody. The Bible says, the psalmist speaking, he said, such knowledge is too deep for me. It's too high for me. I cannot attain it. Then Paul speaking, he said that God will help us to understand the length, the depth, the breadth of his love. The love that passes knowledge. I said, what are you saying here? You are telling us that God will help us understand the length, the breadth, the depth. And you say the love does, it does. It is a love that passes knowledge. In other words, you are saying that don't worry, keep drinking. You will be drinking and you will be getting this thing. But just know, you will never get to the end. And God will continue to amaze us with different dimensions of his being and his holiness. So I shared all that with us. And I started explaining how that to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. And I told you what it means to be filled with all the fullness of God. Is that not? What I said is that the fullness of God is that the Zoe life is inside of us. Are we here together? Every person has the fullness. So if we all have the fullness, what is the fullness? If you carry the fullness and I carry the fullness and we carry the fullness, if we combine all our fullnesses, you understand? If we combine all our fullnesses, we will still get what? Fullness. So what he's saying is that God has deposited a touch of himself inside every one of us. Are we here together? So that's why you can confidently say, I have God, I carry God, I have the Zoe life, which is perfectly all right. True, you're correct. But no one person can know God in all of his fullness. It is practically impossible. But will God allow us to know him? Yes. Through scripture, he has revealed a lot of things about himself that he wants us to know. And we can keep pressing to know. Like Paul speaking, he said that I may know him and the power of his resurrection, the fellowship of his suffering be made conformable unto his death. And Apostle Paul speaking here, it's not like he's somebody that doesn't have any knowledge of God at all. He's known so much already, but he was still pressing to know more. The psalmist speaks and he says, as the deer panteth after the water brooks, so my soul longs after you. To see you in your sanctuary, to behold your power and glory as I have seen it in the sanctuary. I want to live in that atmosphere I saw in the temple. God, I want to carry it into my house and have the fullness of it all through my life. It's a level of pressing into the intimacy, wanting to know God, you know, be so acquainted with God, but yet in that fullness, you still cannot know all. That's why he is God. Are we here together? Are we here together? Is anybody getting what I'm saying here now? So I went ahead and I said that God has incommunicable attributes and communicable attributes. So last week, we had to shut down around our discussion about God's incommunicable attributes. I said the incommunicable attributes of God are the attributes that only him, only God has. God is eternal. Are we here together? I said God is unchangeable. God does not change. He can never grow old. He's just ancient. I said God is omnipresent. That means he is present everywhere. The psalmist said, where will I hide from your presence? If I go to the sea, you are there. Under the sea, you are there. If I enter the heights of the heavens, you are there. He said, God, you are everywhere. You know, I was just looking at something somewhere today. I think one of our guys posted something on his status. A man was just talking about God. You know, we being conscious of the fact that we are carrying God. And be conscious of the fact that everything we are saying, God is hearing it. Are you conscious of the fact that some of those jokes you made, God heard it? Like, he heard it. You know, there are times you're discussing something. I've had a couple of times like that. Maybe you're discussing and you're not even aware that Pastor Mavis is there. And you're really discussing, you're showing all your energy. And I've never seen that dimension of you before. You know, and I'm just quiet and I'm like, wow, seriously? Then all of a sudden, you stumble on me like, ah! You know, and you're like, I've never seen that dimension. I've never seen that level of expression. And even myself, I'm amazed as much as you're amazed that you can talk like that. Glory to God. You know, and you express that kind of surprise. But how is it that we don't express surprise knowing that God is omnipresent? He's everywhere. Where you went, he's there. The way you were gisting, the way you were talking, all the energy, all the passion, everything. He saw everything. So just imagine the many things he saw today. Just imagine how many things. What did he see? What did he see? It's not the messages you sent. He saw the charts. He read it. He read it from your heart before your hand typed it. And that's why he said, sanctify the Lord God in your heart. That's why he said, sanctify the Lord God in your heart. He saw it. That's why he said, whatsoever things are true, not like it cannot pass through, but don't let it stay. Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely. Do you know sometimes you're about to conceive wickedness against a person and you just realize that God is seeing it and you say, no, vengeance is mine, not yours. In other words, God is saying, don't revenge. I will take care of it. Sometimes you're already telling yourself in your heart, I will show. Are you seeing that God is seeing you talking like that? You, that they have shown mercy. You want to show somebody pepe. So always remember that God sees everything. He's everywhere. He's all present everywhere, under the sea, in the heavens, everywhere. Then I explained again that God is omnipotent. Are we here together? And I told us about the omnipotent attribute of God, that it means that God is all powerful. Then we started analyzing the experience of Job. How many of us went back home to read everything? Don't have Berean Christians, oh Jesus. How many of us, after the things we read, I showed you Job's story, you went back home and you started reading the remaining part of Job? Do you know that even myself, after preaching the message, I went to read it? I'm the one that preached it. I had to go back. I started reading about the Leviathan. I'm still amazed at it. I don't know why you're not. I don't understand that. I just feel like closing my Bible and going home to the rest. No, it's such a sin, because we read something that got us into an atmosphere of a massive presence last week. I had expectation in my heart that by the time I come today, a lot of us would have read it. It means that we are really very busy, except that we are not busy with God. I'm telling you the truth. I had to go back myself. I'm the one that preached the message. I read that thing. I know what's there. But I had to go back again. I'm like, God, wow. I was reading about it again. Sometimes people that had conversations with me during the course of the week, I'll still refer them. Like, oh, come see this thing. Come and see. Do you discuss God with your friends? What do you really gist? When you see, what do you talk about? I remember those days when we see my friend, when we come around, we'll talk this thing, we'll show this one, you open that one, we'll be so excited. From there, we'll just say, let's go for evangelism. The other day, I was somewhere, somebody was asking me, said, can you remember we have preached around? I said, I can't remember. He said, I've preached around all this area now. Have you forgotten? And I was like, wow, seriously, that's true. Just, not like we plan, a discussion will just break forth. And the passion for souls will burn in our hearts. And we just step out. We didn't have any church. No pastor organized it for us. You know, of course, we had our church, but sometimes even far away from there, and we're just doing these things with our hearts. I want us to really have passion for God. God knows if you really love Him. God knows. If you really love God, He knows. If you are really interested in Him, a guy is interested in a girl and he's not calling her. I'm too busy. You don't love her. You love somebody, you're not calling the person. I hope I'm not spoiling somebody's relationship today. You cannot love a person truly and not want to hear their voice. Never. Oh, never. No matter how busy, you would rather be on the phone and sleep off on that phone and wake up the next morning and say, I'm really sorry. But I understand. Go and read Songs of Solomon. You will understand what I'm saying. You cannot. So just know those that are deceiving and those you are deceiving. If a girl doesn't love you, she starts running away from your call. You'll be forcing her and she's like, everything you will do, you will do all your energy. You will just realize that this person doesn't love me. I'm helping one brother that is spending money unnecessarily. The Lord help you. May your investment prosper. So I'm not very impressed, I must say. I'm not impressed that we did not go back. And just look at the book of Job. We read Job chapter 38 and 39. There is so much in 40, there's so much in 41, there's so much in 42. I had to touch 42, 1 to 6, just to wrap up the message. Then we have the omniscience nature of God, or omniscient nature of God. Daniel was able to tell the dream of the king and the interpretation. Because he interacted with God and God explained to him everything that God showed the king. In other words, what the king saw, God showed him. Remember, the Bible says that God showed the king. So even an unbeliever can have a dream that God is trying to communicate with the person. Pharaoh had a dream. So he was born again. Pharaoh saw 7 years of famine. Is Pharaoh born again? But Joseph needed to interpret it. And every time when the king in Babylon also saw, a Daniel needed to interpret it. So anything they see anywhere, we are the interpreters. We have the final answer. We decide what it is. Anybody can see anything. Like we told you, God can show anybody anything. It is the glory of God to conceal a matter. What they saw was concealed. It is the honor of kings to search it out. And God gives us the ability to search it out as he wills, as he desires. And we see in part and we can prophesy in part. We explain in part according to how God reveals it to us. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here today? So the communicable attributes of God, love. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And the Bible says this in John chapter 1, 1 John 4:7-8, beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and anyone that loveth is born of God and knows God. He that loveth not does not know God, because God is what? Love. So God is love. Not just that God can love, God is love. Not just that God can be faithful, his name is faithful. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying here. I'm going to get into that a little bit. That's where I'm going to stop. But let's just move. God is merciful. The Bible says God who is rich in mercy. He's rich. Like somebody can be rich in pounds, in dollars, lands. God is rich in mercy. Having seen the depths of our sin, the Bible says that he sent his only begotten son, Jesus, to forgive us all our sins. Why? He has so much excess mercy. God who is rich in mercy. Have you discovered that anything God has, he has it in abundance? He's always having surplus. Faithfulness, love, mercy, faith, everything that God has. God is not a God that operates based on, you know, mising things. He does not mise his faithfulness or his love. No, no, no. Where sin abound, grace does much more abound. The Bible says God of all grace. So there is nothing that you try to, you know, attribute to God that is just a little. No, it's not like that. He has it in full. And sometimes those things express his personality. They express who he is. Are we getting what I'm saying here right now? Yes. So God is just. That means he will judge sin. He will not overlook sin. Oh, never. Never. God will never overlook sin. God will never overlook sin. Forget it. God will never. What you enjoy today as a new creation in Christ Jesus is that the Bible says that he has judged our sins on Christ Jesus and not imputing them on us. In other words, he's not counting the way he would have counted in the Old Testament to judge us at the end, but rather he's giving us the privilege to acknowledge our sins and receive the forgiveness that is made available. And the forgiveness is surplus too. More than enough. More than enough. And that's why you and I go preach to people and we tell them that there's nothing you have done that God cannot forgive you. You said things like that, is that not? Yes, there's nothing you've done. And you know that's pretty true. Except for the sin against the Holy Spirit that is blasphemy that the Bible qualifies. But there's nothing anybody does. I've done this, I've done that, brothers and sisters. And unbelievers have never committed sin against of blasphemy. They don't even know what blasphemy is. An unbeliever cannot blaspheme God. In that sense, he cannot, because he does not even know God. It's only a person who has tasted of the good word of God, that has manifested the powers of the age to come, that has experienced all that. If he now turns back, that's what the word of God says. So an unbeliever that's just coming to Christ does not even fall near that class. A new believer does not even fall near that class most of the time. So you need to understand that. Does that mean that we continue in sin? He said, no, that grace may abound. He said, no. That means you don't have sense of grace. Because if you know the height of God's grace, Kai, it's just like a child whose parents have spent so much to send you to school. Then you say, since they have so much, I should misbehave. I'll drop out of the school. They'll pay again. I'll come in and pray again. I know a young guy whose parents have spent millions upon millions upon millions to get him out of drugs, drug addiction. And when he came out, I had an opportunity to discuss with him. I'm like, so he said, oh, this man has spent so much on me. I don't know why I'm behaving like this. The next time I called again, they said he's back again. Yeah, he's back to the psychiatric hospital again. They need to start working again. And they will spend another millions again. It shows that the guy does not know the height of his father's love for him. Because if he really understands the love of his father, love will constrain you from going further to behave like that. That's what love does. When you understand how much God loves you and understand the holiness of God, you will hate what God hates. I don't know if somebody's getting what I'm saying today. But when people say that, since God claimed love, let's just, no, you don't understand it. So because your parents have billions to send you to school, you misbehave, they rusticate you, they put you in that school, you misbehave, your own destiny is going backwards. You're shortening your time, your life is slowing down. Your life is slowing down because, of course, you can do that. They get you out of the school, they put you in that one, the money is there, they put you in there, before you know it, you're rusticated, they put you in that one, rusticated. By the time you go to 4, 5, 6, 7 schools and they have a report of you that there's no school to attend again, congratulations. Then you see that everybody has moved forward. You are the only one backward. Does it mean your father is not paying the bill? He's paying it. He has more than enough because he wants you to graduate. But because you refuse to graduate, it's never his fault. You remain the same kind of person. And that's what we have with the Lord believers today. They say, because God has forgiven me, let me continue. And God is saying you are backwarding yourself. You know why? There are certain levels of grace and inheritance. There's certain level of inheritance that you cannot step into. Paul said, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace that is able to give you your inheritance among those who are sanctified. And he says that a heir, as long as he remains a child, he does not differ from a slave. We cannot hand over inheritance to him. He says, he's just like a slave. And that's how many born again Christians are there. They are just there. They cannot hand, you cannot hand over. There are many things God would have handed over to some people, but he knows that they don't qualify. They are not qualified to handle it. Kai, I prayed a prayer recently. I think I was just sharing with my wife yesterday or something. And I was telling her, I said, I sat and I was just thinking of certain big things that God is beginning to show me and the capacity that it would take to manage such level of things. As I was just thinking about it, and I'm like, wow, and there are books I'm supposed to read that I've not even seen now. There are some things I'm supposed to connect with that I've not connected with now. I say, God, I just prayed a simple prayer. I say, God, may my incompetence and my lack of capacity not allow you withhold the things you desire to give me in this life. Show me mercy and let me be competent enough. Let me know the things I should know. Let me see the things I should see. I do not want to be dwarfed in life. I prayed it over and over again. I said, God, because I know that God doesn't waste anything. God doesn't waste. If you really want to come to certain levels, if God shows you a thing, he will prepare you for it. God, may it not be that the things you are preparing me for, I'm running away from them. May my incompetence not stop you from bringing me into the fullness of the glory you desire. Then I cried and I said, God, show me mercy. The things I do not know that I need to know, the things I have not connected with that will bring me to what you have shown me, Lord, show me. I do not want to be dwarfed in life. I don't want to be a dwarf in life. Show me. Show me. Show me. Time comes where you have heart-to-heart discussions with God. And you are sincere with the whole of your heart that there are certain things you do not want to become. I don't want to become a shadow of myself. I don't want God to look at my life and say, you're supposed to be, where you are now is where you ought to have been 17 years ago. I say, God, why? That means you are 17 years backwards in the calendar of God. And it's not because there is any hindrance. It's because you did not build your capacity to enter that dimension. And I said, God, show me mercy. There are some prayers, nothing can give it to you, only mercy. When you know mercy, you understand what I'm saying. You know, I taught us that we are vessels of mercy. And because we have accepted the mercy of God that has given us salvation, God is willing to open the well of mercy for us in any other dimension we desire it. And I said, God, show me mercy. Show me mercy. Anything I need to connect with, any contact, because the things you will see, you just tell yourself, God, how, where, what? Show me mercy. May it not be heard that your inability to press into the things you need to press is what kept you backward in life. May it not be heard that your lackadaisical attitude and laziness, whatever will be now. Let's just leave it. Kai, Kai, Kai. Kai, Kai, Kai. No, may it not be heard. No. Paul said, I press towards the mark of the prize of the high calling. I press. In other words, he's saying, I'm not relaxed. I am pressing. In other words, the life that is ahead of me, I cannot enter until I do what? I press. So whenever you hear us talking about press, you know, you need to know where it comes from. I press towards the mark of the prize of the high calling. In other words, Paul is saying there is a high calling, but I will never get there if I fail to do what? Press. Are you pressing? Some people are resting instead of pressing. And the trumpet will sound one day and you've not done anything. And the trumpet doesn't sound, age keeps counting. Some of us are not aware that you are 1 year, you are minus one. Tomorrow morning you'll be minus one. Next tomorrow, minus one. Another day, minus one. Teach us to number our days so that we will apply our hearts to wisdom. From the rising of the sun to the setting of the sun, your name needs to be Adonai. From the rising of the sun to the setting of the sun, your name is to be Adonai. Sing Adonai. Let me hear Adonai. Adonai. My helper, ay, 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 Ebenezer, my Pascal, ay, 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 Ebenezer, ay, 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 Ebenezer.
Sammy said, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. We are mortals. There are a lot of things we do not know. We must be vulnerable to God so that He will teach us. You must open up to God and say, God, teach me. Teach me. I have prayed that prayer in different languages. Sometimes I will just say, ah, Olua, call me Moshe. Teach me. Help me to know how to do it. The secret things of God belongs to those that fear Him. And He will show them His covenants. God, show me. There are things that I must know to own certain dimensions of exploits on earth. God, show me. Show me. Let my eyes be open so that I will see. When God was going to pick John, He said, John, you have not seen this. And what did He tell him? He said, come up, Peter, and I will show you. Come up, Peter, and I will show you. For somebody under the sound of my voice, God is calling you out of the kind of life you're living, out of the kind of relaxation. You have become so relaxed. There's no desire. There's no hunger. You're not really pressing. You just enjoy the activities, but there's nothing real in your heart that can touch God. I pray that you will 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 be hungry and you will press into God. You will press into God so that He will unveil you to you. That God will unveil you to you.
Pray in the Holy Ghost and say, God, reveal me to me. As the deep panted for the water, so my soul longing after you. You are Lord of my heart. Desire and I long to worship you. As the deep panted for
Thou art a soul, my soul longing after you. You are Lord, how my heart's desire and I long to worship you. Say you are Lord, you are my strength, you are my shield. Oh Lord, let my spirit yield. You are Lord, and my heart desire. God, reveal me to me. Reveal me to me. Say nani ki bukem buratamo. Nani ki kawero. Nani ki kobi. Say you are Lord, you are my strength, you are my shield, Jesus. Lord, at my heart, desire. I cannot do without you. I cannot do without you. I cannot live without you. Oh, reveal me to me by your mercy everything I need to become all you have ordained me to be. Whatever I need to know that I have not known, whatever I need to see that I have not seen, whatever I need to touch that I have not touched, Jesus, in your mercy. For the way of the Lord,
it is the way of wind.
no sin. There is a path that the wild animals have not known. There are mysteries in God. Candle, light me, Lord. Light me, Lord. Light me, Lord. Like a candle.
Light me, Lord.
Light me, Lord.
Light me, Lord. Like a candle. Light me, Lord. Light me, Lord. Light me, Lord.
Hold us by the hand, O God, and lead us. Hold us by the hand and lead us. There's a river that the deer has not known. There's a path that the eye of the eagle has not seen. There's a dimension that the world has not known. And you are an embodiment of that dimension. You are an embodiment of that dimension of God that the world is yet to know.
Give me wings, let me soar.
And the more you know Him, the more you know yourself.
Give me wings.
The more He reveals Himself to you.
Let me fly. Give me wings. Give me wings. Let me know.
Show me the part of vision.
Take me deeper.
Deeper. Teach me the ways of the deep. Show me the part of vision. So take me deeper. Show me the part of the ancient.
Take me
deeper, deeper. Teach me the ways of the deep. Reveal to me the part of the ancient. Teach me the ways of the deep.
Sit
up in heavenly places. May it not be heard. Come up, let me show you this, Mr. Enoch. May it not be heard that God will hold someone by the hand and say, wait,
this is where I desired for you. But I checked your capacity. I spoke to your ears, but you were not getting it. I paid attention to showing you the things, but when you could not see it, I found a replacement. There are many people who have been replaced in the journey of life. Because all the seasons of preparation, they were distracted. All the times God wanted to use them for certain things, they were not willing. They were just there. They were carried away. That's the frenzy of things. But they were not paying attention to details. Until days passed, months passed, years passed. And God looked and he said, this will not probably be the vessel again. I have found another. I want you to pray in 3 minutes. God, may I not be replaced. 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 Kaseketene manakabaya baba. Elieko shibretene maya. May my inability not cause a replacement to show. Rather, show me the things I need to know. Teach me the things I need to hold on to. Show me the part. Give me the tenacity, the courage, the consistency. Jesus, help me. Jesus, help me. Banana na manaka ba yaga ba ba ba. Ruane ke delebo. Shiba ba iba. Belie ke super. Barianda ruana kabaro. Ruka da 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 da. A territory is waiting for you. A generation is waiting for you. A territory is waiting for you. A generation is waiting for you. Malekapaya. They are waiting to learn pure marriage from you. They are waiting to learn pure courtship from you. They are waiting to learn the ways of God from you. They are waiting to learn how a man can be a businessman and still serve God. They want to see a pure one, an undefiled one. God wants to use you as an example. God wants to use you as an example. Are you ready? I am a soldier at the battle. I will answer a billion times. I am a soldier at the battlefield, waiting to hear the voice of my commander. Jesus, as you call my name, I will answer a billion times. I am a soldier at the battlefield, waiting to hear the voice of my commander. Jesus, as you call my name, I will answer a billion times. Jesus is calling my name, oh. Jesus, if you call my name, I will answer a billion times. Ay, 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 ay. Who is calling my name, oh? Jesus is calling my name, oh. As you call my name, I will answer a billion times. You are calling my name. May I not be too busy? May I not be too busy? May I not be too distracted? May I not pursue my own? Jesus, show me the path of purpose. Show me the path of purpose. Help me align with your will. Help me align with your plan. Help me align with your agenda. Help me align, Jesus. Let my marriage not be a distraction. Let my business not be a distraction. Let my career not be a distraction. Let it be used for your glory. Use everything for your glory. What I see on social media, may it not be a distraction, Jesus. Who is calling my name? It is Jesus that is calling my name. Jesus, as you call my name, I will answer a billion times.
Wide-eyed, mystified, may we be just like a child, staring at the beauty of our King. Wide-eyed, mystified, may we be just like a child, staring at the beauty of our King. May we never lose our wonder. 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 Hold me by the hand, Jesus. Light me like a candle. And let the generations of them who are in the dark see light. For in your light, I see light. In my light, a whole generation must see light. I am the light bearer, Jesus. Tell him, I am the light bearer, Jesus. The many people in business, in tech, in sports, in politics, in entertainment, that must see light. Those that in the dark, light me, Lord, so that they can see light through me. Epaya na maneke borogoswaya. Shake the day, the rule. Beni eneku sa papa. Ruke ziki ni baruan dele baba. Listen. Listen. Don't let anybody deceive you. God is on an assignment. He's doing a quick walk. And because God is doing a quick walk, there are times God will say in scripture, he will wait patiently for a particular person to arise. And when nobody shows up, he said, I sought for a man. That's how God works. I've looked for the person who will lead this generation. After the person has encountered me. And if you do not encounter God, God will not wait for that generation to be in the dark. Whoever makes themselves available, God has the ability to fill the person with everything. He's not looking for self-made. He's not looking for I know it all. No, he's looking for those who are willing and available. Those who have said, God, as the deer pant after the water brooks, this is how my soul longs after you. There's a generation of people in business who will never come to know Jesus until they see you, the way you flourish, and yet you are rooted in God. There's a generation of people in entertainment and arts, they will never believe in God until they see you with that, your ability, your potential, your skill, emerge as a burning light, carrying the fullness of God, yet not compromising. Then they will say, this is what we're looking for. Don't relax. Don't say, I'm not capable. All you must say is, God, here I am. Use me. Send me. I am willing. I am available. I am willing. I am available. Many people are distracted already. Many people are distracted.
It doesn't take much for this generation to get so distracted. We must understand that God is in a search, in a serious search, out of every nation, tongue, tribe, and people, he will pick burning and shining lights that he will use. Check the scriptures and you will see it. It is God's character to always search for someone. Check the scriptures and you will see it. As soon as Saul faded like an old garment, David showed up. And guess what? The same God that said, I have found a king for you, and he gave them Saul, he now said, I have found David my servant. With my holy oil I will anoint him. That's how it works. As soon as Samson failed God, he moved from the dispensation of judges and entered the dispensation of kings. He said, let's move. Another thing. Let's move. Because God cannot be stranded. God will never be stranded. And you are a dimension of God. You are an expression of God. There is a community. There is a people. There's a demography. There's a people group that God has ordained you for. You will need to rise and do something. Every time we think about things like this, people always think about church. No! Within the body of Christ, the work of the pastors, prophets, apostles, and teachers is to equip the saints for the work of the ministry. The real work of the ministry is not here. This is the place for equipping. The real work is outside there. In your office, let your light so shine before men that they will see your good works and they will glorify your Father. In your business environment, let your light so shine before men that they will see your good works and they will glorify your Father. That's the call upon our lives. That's the call upon our lives. We will not miss it. We will not be substituted. She will not be substituted prematurely. That's the right way to pray it for you. That's the right way. A footballer is scheduled to play, but because somewhere along the line, maybe he just had a muscle cramp. Prematurely, he was supposed to play maybe 50 minutes or so, but just 5 minutes into the game, there's a cramp and they say, let's get him out. He is willing to play, but he has lost capacity because he cannot do it. The time is given, but the man himself cannot function. And no matter what he says, they will tell him, look at you, come out. And another person will come from nowhere. And all the glory that would have been ascribed to that person in that match will move to this other person. May the glory that should be ascribed to you concerning what God has ordained for your life, I pray that it will not shift. May it not be heard that concerning you, there's an Ichabod situation. The glory will not depart. The glory of the demography that God is calling you to, the glory of the people group that God is calling you to, in art, in entertainment, in music, in politics, in sports, in business, governance, and finance, I pray that you will not lose your space. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Sit up in heavenly places. I can't preach for today. We're done already. I hope that I'll be able to. I believe I've preached already. I said a lot of things already. I want you to go back home and say, God, that was the prayer for me this beginning of this week. There's anything that my lack of capacity will stop me from entering. God, give me the capacity. Show me. I'm willing. What am I doing? What am I living for? Show me. Teach me. There's nothing anybody cannot learn. There's nothing anybody cannot understand. Only those who are fools claim that they are fool. But any person who is open, the Bible says he resisted the proud, but he gave more grace to the humble. If our hearts can be open in humble adoration and awe of God and say, God, there are many things I don't know. There are many things. Then God will begin to reveal deep things to us. But the secret things of God belongs to those that fear him. He said he will show them his covenants. He will show them his covenants. I have looked at those scriptures over and over. I have checked them again. I'm like, Kai, God, show me. Show me. You will not be in the dark. You will not be in the dark. Darkness is not a good thing, though. In the dark, people don't move. In the dark, people cannot see anything. In the dark, motion, movement is stagnated. You are totally stagnated in the dark. But you will not be stagnated. You will not be in the dark. May the light of God brighten the path of your purpose. Brighten the path of your calling. May the light of God brighten the path of your divine ordination. You will rise. You would rise. And in the name of Jesus, you begin to fulfill your prophetic destiny. This is our year of the manifestation of destiny prophecies. The prophecies written concerning you. This year, you begin to manifest them. And that is why we need this consistent, you know, Bible study, prayer schedule, doing these things consistently. There's no how. No how. If you're consistent with these things, your ears will just be directly at the mouth of God. Anytime he's about to whisper, you hear his whisper. Because you have a constant prayer altar. You have a consistent communion with God. It cannot be a one-off thing, once in a while, once. No. And David inquired of the Lord, should I go? Will I pursue? Will I recover? He said, go. Another time, just then, David inquired and God said, sit down. If David had moved just like as every other time, David moved. The Bible says Samson shook himself as every other time. Something had happened. And as immediately he shook himself the same way, he couldn't get the same result. God forbid that one day you should shake yourself the same way and you can't get the same result. There are many people like that. God is done with them. Just done. That the fan is rolling doesn't mean it's not switched off. It's only a matter of time. You soon go off. Always make sure that you abide. He said, abide in me and I abide in you. As a branch cannot bear fruits without abiding in the vine. He says, that is how you cannot do anything without me. Without me, you can do nothing. Just look at that word. Without, you can't. How then are you trying? Why are you trying by yourself? Without me, you can do nothing. In other words, you can do something that men will praise you for, and heaven will put a full slash and say, rubbish. Walk not endorsed. Do you know Moses would have built everything and God would have canceled it? God had to give him instruction and said, Moses, he said, Moses, make sure that you build according to pattern. He said, listen, if you build it, build it according to what? Pattern. Noah was building the ark and God gave him clear prescription. There's a prescription for your destiny. You think you can just copy somebody on social media and just do the same thing? There are some things you can copy. There are some things you have to catch in the secret place. There are some things you are copying and people you are copying from that are supposed to copy from you. Don't you see how the world is so much that it's as if when it comes to music and art, it's as if the church wants to copy something from the world. Where the world is supposed to be looking at our services and scoping some ideas. Where did we lose it? Where? How? We will not lose our wonder. We'll never. God is counting on us. We are the hope of the world, the change long awaited. There's a change that is coming. There's a move that is coming. And God is counting on us. Sometimes you may not look like it. Sometimes we just don't look like it. But if the heart is humble enough, the Bible says he picks the beggar from the dunghill and he will raise him up to sit with the princes of his people. They will ask questions and say, how come? And you will say, this is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our sight. That will be the testimony of some people. Yes. Where people ran to for elevation, you will be where you are doing what God has called you to do, and he will lift you. And the same platform they have waited for 10 years, in a short while, God will introduce you to it. For they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Men will be running to and fro, but some of us will be waiting. And while we are waiting, they are wondering what is happening, because we know that when his hand comes upon you, forget it. Everything will change. Everything will change. Jehovah Mewaya. Anurumoluya. Omema. Jehovah Mewaya. Anurumoluya. When you hear the voice of God, everything will shift. Leave the noise and hear the voice. The world is full of distractions. But I believe that God just decided to speak to somebody in wisdom tonight. God decided to speak to somebody. Just listen as he has spoken. Go back home and take your time and articulate the things you have heard. Go back home and take your time and say, God, there is anything that I'm supposed to be doing now that I have not built capacity for, and you have given me all the time. Let your mercy speak for me. Let your mercy speak. If this is what I must do to enter this realm, Lord, I am ready. Help me. Help me. We are those that God has called for help. The Bible says we should come to Mount Zion, the city of the living God. We have come to the place of the innumerable company of angels. We have come to the place where God helps men. Forget it. If you are willing, he will help you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Don't give up. That's what God is saying. I still have so much to do with you. It's well with us in the name of Jesus. Can we just give God thanks for this meeting today? Say thank you, Jesus. Just go ahead and say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Go ahead and say thank you, Jesus. We are grateful tonight, Lord. Thank you for speaking to our hearts. Thank you for speaking to our hearts. Thank you, Jesus. If you know you are in service today, you have not accepted Christ into your heart as your Lord and Savior. You're not born again. You don't have that personal encounter with Jesus. You felt the touch of God in this service, but you know that you are not yet born again. Can you quietly raise your hand? I'm going to pray with you wherever you are so that you can start your journey. Start your journey with him. Can you just quietly raise your hand? I'm going to pray with you wherever you are. Can you say it after me? Lord Jesus, today I come to you just the way I am. I believe in my heart that you died for me. Lord Jesus, I acknowledge that I am a sinner. I receive forgiveness of sin made available by your blood. Cleanse me, Father. Make me a brand new man. I receive eternal life into my spirit. And I declare now, I am born again, saved and sanctified. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening. We are sure you've been blessed tremendously. For more of this life-transforming messages, stay connected with us across our social media platforms at PTC Center. And visit our website at www.ptccenter.org. God bless you.